If you're a label reader, this one's for you. Because your skin deserves more than empty promises. At Hiba Botanica, every formula is made in-house. In small batches using organic, truly non-toxic ingredients. Plastic-free packaging, clean, effective botanicals. And safe for all skin types, even acne-prone. No greenwashing, no filler. Just skincare that's gentle, non-comedogenic, and designed with intention. Hiba Botanica. Non-toxic, plastic-free. Always safe for your skin. Shop online at HibaBotanica.com. That's X.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome my good colleague Peter Berkowitz of the Hoover Institution, writing his column for Real Clear Politics about two essays I'm unfamiliar with, except for Peter's going to help me understand the dispute. The reigning essay was just published in the New York Times, Why American Jews No Longer Understand Another, by the prominent commentator Ezra Klein. The earlier essay or group of thoughts was Tony Judt, who is no longer with us, but that also was about Israel, the alternative. Peter, a very good evening to you. Israel is in the midst of an existential war. There is no clear-cut path out of the quandary we're now in. Ezra Klein's essay seems to be critical of Israel as it stands now, and Tony Judt was also critical of Israel as it stood then. He's no longer with us. And I've always understood, living in Manhattan 50 years, that the Jewish progressives around me were not sympathetic to Israel. I was struck by that because, thanks to the offices of Jerusalem and my ability to move, I broadcast 17 times from Israel between the Second Intifada and the crisis in the Gaza Strip in 2021, 17 times. And what I learned in that time was that Israel is not one thing. It's many different things. It's history. It's current events. It's made up of people from all over the world, not just the Middle East, especially not just the Middle East. And everyone has a wonderful story to tell. So I'm unfamiliar with the opinion of the progressives that Israel is unnecessary? What is the diplomatic word, Peter? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. The progressive opinion, to be cautious, a prominent progressive opinion, which has been in circulation at least since 2003 when Tony Judt expressed it in the pages of the New York Review of Books. It's not just that Israel is unnecessary. Israel is an anachronism. It's an anachronism, they argue, that's bad for the Jews of Israel and bad for Jews around the world. And the crux of the complaint is that Israel, being the nation state of the Jewish people, Israel can't be a progressive cosmopolitan center like Manhattan, because it depends on a Jewish majority as the nation state of the Jewish people. And this burns the conscience, the progressive conscience of Tony Judt and now of Ezra Klein.
Israel and I accidentally are exactly the same age, 1948, exactly the same age. So I speak for those of us who are in our 70s. We're just beginning to figure out who we are, Peter. And, you know, you spend 70 years a stranger to yourself. Israel has the right to be still looking for its final version of itself. In the 20-plus years I've traveled there, it's gone from under attack, under assault from the Second Intifada, to a very prosperous and extremely sophisticated economy that blossoms in the midst of the Middle East hostility. That is not the same thing at any point in the last 25 years. Is that important to those who want to judge it?
If we're speaking about the progressives who want to judge it, I think it's not nearly important enough. Yes, Israel's accomplishments in a very hostile neighborhood are nothing short of astonishing. Moreover, they overlook that Israel was founded not only as a Jewish state, it's also founded as a rights-protecting democracy. Its Declaration of Independence promises full rights for all non-Jewish citizens, very much including non-Jewish Arab citizens of Israel, that Israel struggles, that Israel faces harsh circumstances, that Israel remains mired in a war that Iran has thrust upon it, as a result of this war, humanitarian tragedy is unfolding in Gaza. None of this, in my view, is seen in the proper context by its progressive critics, who are quick to say, "Well, Israel is not Manhattan, therefore it's anachronistic."
The quote that you provide is, "Why American Jews no longer understand one another." I want to understand this. Klein rightly observes, you report, that American Jews don't agree on propositions that once united most of them, and they are: what is good for Israel is good for the Jews, or anti-Zionism is a form of anti-Semitism, or, and there will someday soon be a two-state solution that reconciles Zionism and liberalism. Who agrees on that? Where is this? Any of those? What version is agree? Where? When did anyone ever agree on those propositions?
Well, that's a fair point. And when you put it that way, John, I'm sorry I didn't put it that way in the column itself. I did say he rightly observes that consensus doesn't exist. You're right that even if there were more Jews who subscribed to those principles, there was never a time in which there was an easy consensus on those principles. But what I think is new today is the self-certitude of the progressives, their keen confidence that Israel really has become a state beyond the pale. In fact, in 2003, Tony Judd argued that Israel should cease to be the nation state of the Jewish people. It should incorporate another 3 or 4 million Palestinians and become a binational state. There may be lots of disagreement, but that's a rather extreme opinion. Progressives recommending a binational state in a region in which hasn't had any luck with binational states.
My experience also is the two-state solution is always meant to be a card you play to show that you're a right thinker, but you're not actually going to take a step to move towards what that would look like. You just say it and walk away. Is that how Klein sees two-state solution? You just say it?
At this point, honestly, it's hard to say what he positively envisages for Israel. My own view is that, the French and the Brits and the Canadians, who are now getting ready to announce their recognition of a Palestinian state, are completely ignoring the realities on the ground. There's not a Palestinian state there today. There's not the infrastructure for a Palestinian state. They would be rewarding the October 7th massacres, as one Hamas official said yesterday or the day before. It's a fine thing to say, actually, as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said in 2009, that Israel can live with a independent Palestinian state that recognizes Israel as the nation state of the Jewish people and is demilitarized. Unfortunately, a Palestinian leader hasn't arisen who will meet those two, I would say, relatively modest requirements: recognize Israel for what it is and agree to not maintain an army.
And the Klein position now, does it represent new thinking, that people don't agree on these propositions? Is that fresh to his generation? I believe I'm going to guess that he's Gen X.
Yes, it may be new to him, but of course it's not new to people with some acquaintance with history, that the Jewish people don't agree about the state of Israel, as I think I pointed out at the beginning of the column. Since 1897, when Theodor Herzl convened the first Zionist Congress, Jews have been disagreeing about the propriety of creating a Jewish state in the Jews' ancestral homeland. What's new is the intensity of the hostility on the left to the Jewish state. What's new is the or this part maybe is not new, but it's certainly appalling, the ignorance about the complexities that Israel faces that inform the left's critique of Israel.
And finally, Peter, would you recommend this essay to the younger Jews who are puzzled about this dispute, or is it just a moment?
So you will find from this from Klein's presentation, you will learn something about what the left thinks. Right. But unfortunately, Klein is not good to the title of his piece because he doesn't give you anything remotely resembling a fair account of what the supporters of Israel think about Israel and about the challenges it faces. So if they want to be informed about Israel itself, no, I would not recommend this essay.
Peter Berkowitz for the Hoover Institution, writing at his column for the Real Clear Politics.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
If you're a label reader, this one's for you, because your skin deserves more than empty promises. At Hiba Botanica, every formula is made in-house, in small batches using organic, truly non-toxic ingredients, plastic-free packaging, clean, effective botanicals, and safe for all skin types, even acne-prone. No greenwashing, no filler, just skincare that's gentle, non-comedogenic, and designed with intention. Hiba Botanica, non-toxic, plastic-free, always safe for your skin. Shop online at HibaBotanica.com. That's
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.